The Democratic presidential candidates are debating again tonight, and this time it's going to be different. The DNC made it harder to get into the debate. Only half of the field qualify this time. So instead of two nights, there is just one. And that means all of the top candidates are finally on the same stage together.
Senator Cory Booker.
Congressman O'Rourke.
Senator Kamala Harris.
Senator Warren, please respond. Yeah.
Senator Klobuchar.
Thank you, Vice President Biden.
Mr. Yang, I want to bring you in. You said I want to bring in Mayor Buttigieg.
Secretary Julian Castro.
And Senator Sanders, let's start with you.
So we wanted to take a look at the arguments we're likely going to be hearing tonight among the Democratic contenders. And to do that, we're joined now by NPR's Asma Khalid and Scott Detrow, who are now in Houston, where the debate is being held. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey there.
All right, Scott, let's start with you. Heading into this debate, what do you think is the biggest disagreement the candidates are having? Where are we going to see some fireworks, you think?
You know, I think there are going to be a whole range of policy disagreements tonight, but probably the biggest disagreement among the candidates is going to be a political one, and that's about this notion of electability. Electability, this term that we talk about, you talk about, voters talk about, most importantly, more over and over again, voters say that they want a nominee who can beat Donald Trump, and that's what they care about. It's a murky thing. It's a subjective thing. But Joe Biden's campaign has embraced this idea and campaigned saying that he is the best person positioned to beat Trump. And as that has continued and as Biden has remained in the lead in the polls, there has been increased frustration from other candidates who are pushing back on this idea.
We're not going to win by just trying to be safe. We're going to win by being bold.
We can't make the mistake that says, oh, we got to play it safe. This election is just about finding somebody who can beat Donald Trump.
And people are scared, but we can't choose a candidate we don't believe in because we're scared.
And that was Julian Castro, Cory Booker, and Elizabeth Warren there. Biden's campaign argues that this is not the only reason that people are gravitating towards Joe Biden right now. It's his long track record as vice president. But I'll say this is something that Asma and I hear from voters all the time when they talk about why they're currently supporting or thinking of supporting Joe Biden.
One thing we're going to be watching tonight, there's going to be a lot of progressives on stage, not as many of the more centrist moderates, but we've been hearing the progressives push this idea of Medicare for all for months now. So with tonight's mix of candidates on stage, what do we expect the healthcare conversation to sound like, Asma?
Even amongst the so-called progressives, there's a lot of nuance about what a Medicare for All plan should look like. There's not unanimous agreement about that definition, about that idea. I want you to take a listen to South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Here he was over the weekend at the New Hampshire State Convention.
We got to unify Americans around these solutions or nothing will actually get done. That's why my healthcare vision is Medicare for all who want it.
Elsa, did you catch that? It's Medicare for all who
want it.
So what he's saying is that, you know, he is not advocating for an extreme elimination of all private insurance.
Yeah.
There would be still choice left in his system. You know, when you're talking about a true Medicare for all plan that would eliminate private insurance, really the only two candidates on stage tonight who have explicitly endorsed such a plan are Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
We also expect racial justice to be a big topic for Democratic voters. And I mean, maybe one of the biggest moments in the last debate was when Kamala Harris confronted Joe Biden over busing desegregation. That was just a few months ago. Has the conversation on racial issues changed any?
This is an area where a lot of the candidates are moving in the same direction. And even there, if there's a difference of degrees, they all basically want to do a lot of the same things. California Senator Kamala Harris is one of the most recent candidates to come out with a plan, and hers included a lot of ideas that you've seen in many other plans. Things like doing away with mandatory minimum sentences, doing away with private prisons, putting in place a national use of force standard for police. This is politically also another area where candidates have and likely will again this evening gone after Biden for his long career. He took a lead role in the tough on crime trends of the 90s. That's something that many Democratic voters, especially younger voters, younger black voters in particular, think the party was just dead wrong on two decades ago. Biden has defended a lot of those votes, particularly pointing to the assault weapons ban that was part of that 1994 crime bill.
Well, another way Biden has been defending himself is he says his foreign policy credentials give him this huge advantage over the other candidates. But I understand there's a lot of disagreement about his record, right? So do you expect to hear about that tonight, Asma?
Elsa, I would anticipate we will hear somewhat about that. But, you know, the criticism on Biden's record is that even though he has a lot of experience, CRIS critics will say that his judgment has been off on some key decisions, such as the Iraq War. Recently, in an interview with us on the NPR Politics podcast, he defended his vote to authorize the war. He said that President Bush just needed that authorization as sort of some sort of diplomatic leverage. Here's what he said.
Immediately, the moment it started, I came out against the war at that moment.
And Elsa, that's not exactly true. You know, it actually took him about 2 years to publicly admit that that vote was a mistake. Biden made nearly this same argument in the last debate, but now one of his campaign advisors has said that he misspoke. So I am very curious to see how he will defend that record tonight.
That's NPR's Scott Detrow and Asma Khalid. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Sure thing.